News and interviews from across the world and right here in the central Susquehanna Valley. This is WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Sender doing a fabulous job as our producer. He's why, shortly after the interview, Spotify will be populated with the Sunrise interview and a lot of other platforms as well, so we appreciate that. In the studio with us now is Angela Haynes, director of the Mifflinburg YMCA Center. She's part of the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA branches. This is the Mifflinburg branch, that growing branch that's kind of hidden by a small storefront, but with a lot of tons of activities going on inside and a lot of activities in the community. So, Angela, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you so much for having me.
I really do appreciate it. I appreciate all you're doing, and I think just the whole situation out there is growing. And we also welcome on the news line, Morgan Mattern is here. She is a Service First Federal Credit Union employee, so she's part of that growing company that's really making a big impact around here, based in Mifflinburg, and she just joined the board of the Mifflinburg branch of the YMCA as well. And I think she probably oversaw the donation of a basket from the credit union as well. So, Morgan, thank you for calling in.
Yes, thank you for having me. Good morning.
I do appreciate it. Yeah, good morning to you. So let's start out. Let's paint a picture of what's happening out at the Mifflinburg YMCA. Some folks are certainly familiar with the fact that it's out there, but may not be familiar with all the services and things that you're doing there. So, Angela, what's happening?
Okay, so a couple of things that we'd like to talk about this morning. We would certainly like to focus on our virtual auction, Give for a Better Tomorrow. The auction will be open for bids this Friday. That's May the 13th, starting at noon until May 20th, next Friday. That bidding will end at 6 p.m. The virtual auction is a great way for folks to support the Mifflinburg YMCA. All proceeds go towards our scholarship fund. The scholarship fund is a great opportunity for the YMCA to help people in our community. So if folks come to the Y and not sure if they can afford the membership, we're able to offer them a scholarship based on their need and their income level and household size.
All right. And what's happening at the Y? For what would you want a scholarship? Why would you want to go? What's there?
Oh, well, the YMCA is so much more than just a place to work out. It's a place for people to connect, develop new skills, explore interests they may have, and really just develop a greater sense of purpose. We have programs for kids. We just hosted a Healthy Kids Day last weekend. We have a brand new walking club, which is open to the community. You do not need to be a member. Just show up Tuesday and Thursday evenings at 6 o'clock. We have some great programs for our active older adults, monthly educational presentations. We have one coming up with the Union Snyder Agency on Aging to talk a bit about their programs and what they have to offer. Of course, we offer free blood pressure checks each month, some fun activities sometimes.
You know, I think the strong values of community really go along with Service First value of community. And, you know, Ann and I have partnered together to try and deepen our roots within the community and assist each other in how we can make everyone grow and thrive within our community.
Well, and I think part of what Angela's talked about, Morgan, is this idea of connection and relations. You know, like I could go for a walk anytime I want to, but if you have relationships with people at the walk club, for example, you have a connection. There's a certain amount of accountability there, and, you know, just a certain amount of, you know, positive monitoring goes there. Elaborate on that, if you would, this idea that these people, connections are really part of it.
Absolutely. I think, you know, as we're coming out of the pandemic, people have been isolated for a significant amount of time. And, you know, we really need to help each other remain positive, keep focused, goal-oriented. That connectivity is so crucial for everyone to thrive individually, professionally, you name it. You know, our kids need that interaction so they know, you know, how to be kind and treat one another, and adults do too. We all need that connectivity. connectivity.
Elaborate on the programs. You have fitness equipment there. What else is at the Mifflinburg Y?
Well, perfectly, as Morgan was just saying about that sense of community, we have a volunteer program in partnership with Geisinger. It's called Friendly Neighbors Program, and it is particularly focused on helping adults who are about 50 and older who may be at risk of social isolation. So very different than someone who feels lonely, but a social isolation is folks that don't have many connections in the community. So we have volunteers that come alongside them and make contacts with them over a period of about 6 months and help them make some connections, learn about what their needs are, find out what things they like and enjoy, and connect them in the community. So if anyone's interested in volunteering for that, they are welcome to reach out to me. We're always looking for more volunteers.
Yeah, we did a story about that program and, and realized from talking to some of the professionals that are involved in it, yourself included, that this human connection, and maybe we learned it and underscored it during the pandemic, is mandatory. We really don't have a human option to say, well, I never wish to talk to anybody at all whatsoever, period, end of story. You know, we all really desire that. Well, let's talk about the virtual auction a little bit. This is a fundraiser. Hopefully you'll raise, well, you should raise tens of thousands of dollars. I would think you'd be in that range. 43 different items. My eye caught the Gettysburg trip or the Gilson snowboards. Kind of just run down a few of the things, and we'll let Morgan assist in this list as well, but we'll start with you, Angela.
Sure. So if those are things you're interested, Mark, I'll watch for your bid. We have everything from some horseback trail riding, as you mentioned, the Gettysburg cabin. We have some family packages for kids, some local gift certificates to bowling, pizza. We have Pelicans snowball. We have some fun experiences like tickets to the Community Arts Center and the Crayola Experience out in Easton. Pick up a baseball game tickets up at the Crosscutters. And one of my favorites is going to be the Canyon Cruise down Pine Creek up in the Wellsboro area. A family of six tubing down Pine Creek. So you'll have to watch out for that one. That's what I'm going to be bidding on.
All right, and Morgan, some other things that you know happen to be on the list, and Service First also donated, so kind of give us a few more things that folks may find in the auction.
Yeah, absolutely. So there was a fire pit, there was a movie night experience, a lot of different gift certificates to local places within the community. Service First donated a Pompeii gift basket, that's a local shop here in Mifflinburg, full of relaxation goodies. There are a whole variety of activities and gift certificates on there. I was really impressed when I checked it out online the other day.
Yeah, and kids, a lot of different things for kids. Car care packages, a couple of those. Also, Longaburger.
Yes, I think it's Longaburger. Okay. We had some Longaburger baskets donated. We have some local artwork.
Yeah, there is a sketch artist who's offering her services. Just a fantastic local sketch artist. Who are the... this is you, Angela, right?
It is.
Oh, fantastic.
I'm sort of secretively an artist, I guess.
Well, good for you. Well, that's the way to be up until now. Yeah, we just blew that. So, but you did a sketch in on there so folks can see the resemblance of the two individuals that are sketched in the artwork that's shown there. But you'll do this for someone else.
Yes. Yes, it is advertised as one to two individuals, can be your family, your friends, and I'll gladly do a pencil portrait of them. And the example that I have online shows my neighbor kids. During the pandemic, I sat and drew a picture of them.
All right. Well, you got them to hold still for long enough, I guess, right? All right. Well, fantastic. Well, thanks for doing that, and thanks for donating that service. And, of course, you don't. We are talking about the virtual auction. That's a fundraiser, important fundraiser for the Mifflinburg YMCA. Morgan, we'll give you an additional remark, and we'll say goodbye to you. Anything else to add to our discussion today about the Mifflinburg Y and this auction?
You know, I just encourage everyone listening, you know, and tell all of your friends, go out, check out what's on the auction. It goes to such an important cause. So we need to raise as much money as possible for the scholarships so as many people have access to the Y.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being on the board, and thanks for all you're doing and helping out and donating and making sure that stuff happens in Mifflinburg. Very much appreciated, Morgan. Thank you for calling in.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. Have a great day.
Hey, you too. Thank you. Morgan Mattern is one of the board members of the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA Mifflinburg Branch Board, a new board member there, also at Service First Federal Credit Union, making sure that the credit union leverages some of its great help that they do in the community towards the Mifflinburg YMCA. Mifflinburg YMCA thriving with a lot more programs and connections and equipment and clubs and activities and programs and things, and they got a virtual fundraising auction. You can go to gsvymca.org to link to that if you're really good and you know how to follow up these rally up things. It's go.rallyup.com/Mifflinburg-YMCA, and it's a fundraiser. You can probably just search Mifflinburg YMCA fundraising auction. Rally Up is the program that is the platform that does the great work for these. So, an additional remark. Please wrap us up, Angela.
Yes, so I would just remind everyone that's this Friday, the 13th, is when the auction opens, and bidding will end on the 20th. It is really a neat setup. If you place a bid on something, you can receive a text message if someone outbids you, so you can keep an eye on your objects, those items, throughout the week. I did want to say a very special thank you to Fairfield Chevrolet Cadillac, Route 15 in Lewisburg, as they have sponsored some of our radio advertising here through Sunbury Broadcasting. And also just wanted to mention to folks, the Mifflinburg YMCA is always striving to improve our facility. We just upgraded with some new equipment. We're always looking to expand our programs, and our number one focus is just to better serve our community. But I would invite folks, if you're aware of a need in our community, or if there is something you would like to get involved in or help out as a volunteer, please reach out to me at the Mifflinburg Y.
I'm going to be bidding on Gettysburg, the Gilson Snowboard, the YMCA memberships, the Campus Theater, Tax Preparation Services, Sensi and 31, and some of the food. But other than that, I'll lay low and let everybody else bid on everything. Angela, thank you so much for all you're doing. Thanks for running the
wine. Thank you for having me this morning. We really appreciate you helping us get the word out of all the great things the YMCA does.
I'm very glad to help and be on board. Angela Haynes is the director of the Mifflinburg YMCA Center, which is part of the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA, and just by all accounts, a talented sketch artist as well, offering up her services in the virtual auction. Starts this Friday, ends next Friday, and gsvymca.org, the place to go for more information.